Hey everybody, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the Rise of the Micro Brands. Why can't Microsoft or Apple keep things, good things, the same? Running late today, there's a whole bunch of new things on Big Sur, lots of notifications that I can't turn off. If somebody knows how to turn off notifications, or to put this simply, I'm an old guy, simply, to it used to be you just slide it over to do not disturb and everything stopped. Now there's a whole bunch of questions I have to answer, which I don't know about. Anybody know anybody that can turn off these? We'll get you a I Know This or a Lunch with Norm mug. So just give me the information and that would be great. Love to be able to send you some merch or something. Anyways, today, other than my bitching and complaining, I'm really excited to be joined today by John Lee, co-founder of popular platform PicFu. So I'm sure most of you have heard of PicFu. It's an incredible platform for split testing. So today, guess what we're going to be talking about? Split testing and optimizing your listings. And we're going to dive into it and talk about best practices, what to do, what not to do. So John will be joining me in a second. But before I get into that, we are broadcasting to you live on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Kelsey's going to be joining me anytime now, and I'm sure he's going to be telling you to smash some likes.
That's right. Smash that like button. Ring that bell. We are on social media everywhere.
Hold it. What the hell?
Did you notice it? Finally.
What the hell are you doing?
What do you mean?
It's you're almost growing a beard.
Hey, okay. Easy now.
Are you the mustache guy?
Took you long enough to notice.
Well, it probably took you a few months to grow that. So over time, you know, now I can notice it. But so you're it's the mustache
November.
Guy.
Yeah, it's for November. I thought I'd grow it out a little bit.
Do the full.
If I can. I don't know. We'll see. But yes, social media. Back to social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. All the full episode goes directly over to YouTube, along with clips and all the fun stuff. But we are also a podcast, so you can find us on YouTube or Spotify and Apple. And just search Lunch with Norm. We have a great new Facebook group, over 200 strong. We've got some great discussions going on there, so you can head on over there. I put the link in the Norman Farrar, aka The Beard Guy page, so you can go over and press this link to join. And looks like we got lots of people already joining us. This is great.
You know what? I've noticed that Dr. Cause, hey, I didn't know you were from LA, but you are lucky you are in LA with a bit of overcast. You should see where I am right now. I got like 6 inches of snow that fell. It wasn't even supposed to fall. I see, who was it, Mark? From Ohio, you probably got the same snowstorm that we've got. But crazy.
Melanie is saying, time to call the IT department, Norm. So
you're looking at the guy with the mustache is my IT guy.
All right, we got Marina joining us. We got Simon. Hey, chaps, unplug, turn off, tune out. No more notifications. Ping. I love it. And look, we got some people digging the stash. We got Darwin. Thanks for joining. We got Simon, 1970s YMCA. Love it. And looks like Dwight, awesome. Dwight is joining us.
There we go.
But yeah, let's jump right into this.
Okay, very good. So if you do have comments or questions, please just throw them over to the comment box and we will get to them. If we don't get to them for some reason, we will get to them later on and you will answer every question that's out there. Okay, so let me see. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and enjoy the show. Hey, John.
Hey, Norm. Good to be here.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
It's been a while. I think we last saw each other in February.
That's right. It was at the Empowery Women's Conference.
That's right.
Yeah. So, it's been a long time, and it seems like this thing is never going away. All these lockdowns and more lockdowns.
Looking forward to in-person conferences at some point.
Oh my gosh. I just got to get out of this house. I think over the last few months, I've been out of the house maybe 3 or 4 times, but, so let's dig into PicFu. Let's dig into John Lee. Can you tell us a little bit about your company and about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So, I'm John. I'm one of the co-founders of PicFu. My co-founder, Justin, and I we've been building internet businesses for over a dozen years. PicFu was a tool that we built for ourselves that turned into the main business, which oftentimes is kind of the case. So for people watching who don't know what PicFu is, it's basically a do-it-yourself consumer research platform. So you get to ask one question surveys to our panel of over 10,000 US consumers. Now, what do you get from a one question survey? What you get is you can basically get real consumer feedback on things that you're selling, on your landing pages, on your images. So you can optimize off Amazon or off whatever marketplace you're doing. Kind of what makes us different is that our responses are super fast. So you can get results in like 15 to 30 minutes for 50 people. And we require all of our respondents to write down exactly why they chose the option that they chose, if you're trying to choose between different options, and give sort of, so you can think about it as a kind of like a digital focus group, but a super fast digital focus group. And so now you don't just understand what wins, but you also understand why people chose what they chose. So that usually helps kind of unlock different insights to improving and iterating on your creatives.
Okay. So, and there are other split testing platforms out there, but I think you're probably the largest in the Amazon space. Is that correct?
I'm not sure how different platforms compare in terms of size. To get technical, we are not explicit split testing because we're not on Amazon. You're testing with our panel off Amazon, so you don't sort of incur that risk of changing your listings and changing your images and having that affect potentially how Amazon views your listing, you know.
Now, let's talk about that for a second. I never thought about that side of it. If you're using a platform that goes in and changes your titles, mm-hmm. every other person, or your image, or your price, or anything like that, are there consequences to that? I never thought there would be an issue with that.
Yeah, so I mean, Amazon, if you think about Amazon's role is to provide the best possible product for somebody, say, searching for a tea kettle, right? And so the Amazon's algorithm uses all these different kinds of signals of click-through rate, images, how long people are, you know, spending on their search results, when they click through, do you convert or not? So if you're changing these variables to Amazon, like let's say you're testing two different potential main images, that means 50% of the time Amazon's seeing an image that's performing more poorly. So that definitely is a signal. It's a potential risk to how your listing could be perceived by Amazon, and that could potentially affect your search rankings.
That's interesting. I've never thought of it that way. I always thought that if Amazon were to look at it, it was any type of manipulation or anything like that. It's trying to better the customer experience. So I thought they'd be in 2 feet with that. But hearing the way that you just explained it makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. So I know that we've already got a few questions coming in, but sure. I'd like to talk about the different types of test variations that someone can create for. This isn't just about Amazon.
Right.
So maybe we can stretch this out a bit, but let's talk about Amazon and then let's talk about off Amazon, maybe Shopify listings or any other platform.
Okay. So the simplicity and also sort of the complexity of PicFu is that all we require is a single question and then anywhere between 1 to 8 options. So you can do a lot of, we've seen a lot of sellers do a lot of creative things with that. The thing that most Amazon sellers know us for is split testing your main image. If you have five options for a main image, you can come on Pikfu, upload all five, and ask if you're shopping for, let's say, a tea kettle, which image would make you, which image would you click on, or which one would you buy, right? So the, you can split test your main image. You can split test anything related to that. Your title, your descriptions, your bullet points, even. And so there's a lot of comparison that you can do with Pikfu for basically any aspect of your listing. Now, beyond that, that's all optimization on the listing side. So that's after you've already launched and you're trying to improve sort of the conversion rates of your listing and things that you're already selling. But what we see more and more sellers doing now is they start with optimizing their listings, and then they move earlier in the process. So for testing things that haven't launched yet, if you're working with a creative agency and they're giving you options to choose from, you can put that on Pikfu and help get the panel to give you insight into which creative might perform better. You can go even further before that. If you're designing your packaging, you can put this up. You can put up your packaging options on Pikfu, and we've seen a really great success with packaging design on Pikfu, because basically, your packaging is your advertisement in the physical world and also on Amazon as well, right? So testing packaging, you can go earlier beyond that. If you're trying to decide what to sell, and you're working with a couple of, if I'm selling tea kettles and I'm working with a couple of suppliers or potential suppliers, and they all have these different kinds of tea kettles, I could take images of those tea kettles, put them on Pikfu, and ask the audience, which I can target. I can target Amazon Prime shopper, female, making over 100K, and I know that that's my target demographic. I can put these five options of tea kettles in front of that audience and say, out of these tea kettles, which one would you buy and why? So now I understand. Now I basically de-risk my product selection process, because I already have an idea of how potential shoppers might view my product, my listing, my packaging, and so on.
You know, one of the things, and I want to, Darwin, you mentioned in a comment over here, not enough. And can you expand on that? I'm going to be talking about something right now that might answer this question, but I'd love to hear what your comment would be. So there's a couple of things that I look at. So for Amazon sellers anyways, Amazon calls it retail ready. Mm-hmm. And the slightest improvement that you can make to your listing could make a huge difference. So let's say that you're running traffic over to the search, like a search page.
Right.
People see 16 different, or how many units are on page one, and they wonder why nobody clicks. We can always drive people over to the search page, but or drive rankings, so they rank for these keywords, but we can't force people to click. And so one of the things that we've always talked about is, you know, these images. I call it Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch effect. Uh-huh. Take all of your competitors' listings, in this case, 8. You can put them up and you can show, you know, which one is best. And if you're not either tied or better than any of your competitors, then you got to go back to the drawing board. And then you find another image. And that's the same thing with the title, the bullets. Those are all those things. Another really useful tip that when you look at a slide deck, okay, on your Amazon listing, mm-hmm. some people, like the storyboards or the way that it's laid out, aesthetically suck. Yeah. You look at it and it'll be, this doesn't make any sense. Why did you go from here? Why is the colors all off here? You can test those. You've got 8 different ways that you can align your storyboard.
Right.
And see what works there. That might be a 1% improvement, but it's 1% extra in sales. So there's all these other areas that you can look at. The crazy enough with split testing, and I think I'm a pretty good guy when it comes to branding or aesthetics, and I'll be blown out of the water. If I would have chose this, I would have lost 10% or 20% in sales.
Yeah, you bring up a couple good points there, Norm, because definitely the competitive testing aspect is one thing I forgot to mention, and that's something we see more and more on Pikfu, is people will literally do image tests of their main images against their top sellers in their category, or they'll go on the Amazon search results, literally copy, you know, take a screenshot, cut out the different search results of their competitors and their own and compare them on BigFoo. And you can normalize those, you can Photoshop out the price, the reviews, the ratings. So you're normalizing, you're comparing apples to apples, and then you get a, you get quick feedback on, you know, what are, why are people clicking on one thing over another? Like, why are they clicking on your competitors over your listing? Speaking of conversion rates or click-through rates, we do have a case study on our blog where we had one, company who sells, they're called Yes Bar, and they sell these healthy paleo bars, and they were considering a rebrand and using a different main image, ran it on BigFoo, went with the winner. And I think their stats were that they increased their session rate by 12%, I believe. This is a 2 week before and 2 week after test that they ran. And so they definitely kept that new image because, you know, that's how many, you know, that's 12% extra earnings, right, potentially. So,
yeah, especially going right now, what you can do. We're in fourth quarter. If you're watching this live, we're in fourth quarter,
yep,
a couple of weeks away from Black Friday. Why not go out and test this out and see if you can bring up those sales to maximize your retail readiness?
Right.
That's what, you know, that's what Amazon's looking for. If you're converting 1% better than your competitors, then, you know, you're going to get that extra juice.
Exactly.
One other thing, I want to make sure that when we're talking about this, one of the things I always talk about is this is an unbiased program or podcast, that we're not pushing your service. We're just talking about split testing. You know, there are other places out there.
Absolutely.
And we do talk about the platform. John knows about this, and we're talking about in general. So if the name BigFoo does come up, I am not getting an affiliate.
Right.
Okay. I don't get any of that. So we're talking about split testing. So, and John, I'm just saying that I always do some sort of disclaimer, just so people know that are listening, that this is, you know, not leaning one way to get me an affiliate.
Yes.
Okay, so I do see a couple of other people that joined us. So, hey, Victor, you're back. Good to see you. Yarrow, nice to see you. And Darwin, great to see you too. And please get me that information. So we can answer that, that not enough. I'd love to be able to, unless you're talking about Kelsey's mustache. So, anyway, we have a couple of questions here, I think from Victor and Dr. Kaz.
That's right. And I forgot to mention that we do have a special giveaway at the end of today's episode.
All right.
So for you guys listening, just please stick around. You might have to answer a question from today's episode. Who knows?
Oh, good. And I see Darwin just sent some information too.
Okay.
So that's great.
So I'll start off with that. I've done basic testing showing friends and family, but then ultimately make the final decision. I often think my decision is the best, but I am aware I need to really be split testing more. So I put up a question saying, how comfortable do you feel split testing? So she's responding to that. All right.
Well, that's an interesting question because, and this is why, this might not sound like it's a big deal, but when you go to friends and family, a lot of the times they'll align with your decision, unless it's just a blind taste test, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, you know, hey, I just did this, and you kind of give those little hints, they'll probably align with you. But what I like about going and split testing to a massive audience is that it's a massive audience. You know, and what about the demographics? Can you choose demographics?
Yes. Yes, you can. So, I mean, going back to your point, that's actually why we built this in the first place, is because we were working on another project and our friends and family were getting tired of us asking for their opinion all the time. And we kind of knew that, you know, they kind of liked us because they kind of have to, because they're our friends and family. So they biased towards what we were pushing, but we built this to basically get out of our own bubble. Over time, we have added ability to do target by demographics. So you can target by all the standard demographics, age, gender, income, ethnicity, all of that stuff, education. But then within that, over time, we've built out segments as we've worked with more and more Amazon sellers. So things like avid home cooks. Are you an Amazon Prime member? You can target people who drink coffee or beer or wine, people who have pets, specifically dogs or cats, people who take nutritional supplements. So these are basically segments within our panel that you can target, and you know that if you're selling something that where you have a specific audience in mind, you can get their feedback.
So you have your group, okay? Yep. Let's say that there's an audience or a list that you've been able to get different emails, can you add to that? So let's say I have 5,000 of my own email list that I want to take part in the survey to help better. I'm selling a dog product. So I sell a dog bed. Maybe I want to see if people would like bully sticks with them or pet shampoo.
Yeah. So yes, you can. The focus on PicFu has been to build out our own panel. So a little bit more about our panel. They're fast because they're compensated. So we do pay a small stipend every time one of them comes and answers a survey. That makes things equitable, and that makes things super fast. On top of that, we work with a bunch of third-party panel providers on the back end. We kind of unify them and then add our layer of targeting and add a whole bunch of quality control on top of that. So we really filter hard for quality respondents. Like I think we kick out about 75% of people who try to join the panel.
Right.
So our focus has been on providing this panel and providing the panel for providing feedback. We do have an opportunity and an option for you to create surveys and send them to your audience. So basically you could come on, create a poll, and then we would give you a link and you could send that to your mailing list of 5,000 or so. We don't push that very often because what ends up happening is that if you're not incentivizing, respondents in the right way, it's really hard to get really fast feedback in terms of response rates and also for people to get respond quickly.
Right.
So that's definitely it's an option, and we can go through more of that. But from what we've seen, we've had people who've sent, who've created their own polls and sent them out to their own list of, I think maybe 7,000. And out of 7,000 within a week, it was a pretty low response rate. Like it was in the hundreds or less.
So can I put you on the spot?
Sure.
Can we do something? Can we do something live and just maybe we can just share it? I'm not sure how, because a lot of people are going to be just seeing an audio. Maybe we can upload the image of it. But can we do a survey right now on whatever? Make it up.
Sure.
And let's see how fast that works. And then we can continue to talk while it's being generated. We can share the results.
Okay, that's a good idea. So let's see what we can do here. I'm going to share my screen.
Okay.
And if I can technology, man,
tell me about it. Victor is going to be able to help me out. I know he's going to be able to help me out with the dilemma I had at the beginning of this with that do not disturb on Big Sur. I know he's the tech guy.
Can you see my screen now?
I can see your screen. Yep.
All right. Perfect. So we are on PicFu right now. Let's see. So the easiest thing would be one thing that works well for us is we were talking a lot about comparisons, having the panel compare one thing, like two things or up to eight things. But one thing that you can also do here is actually just use it as a digital focus group. Mm-hmm. So specifically you can just solicit feedback on things. So for example, we can do something called a listing audit. So we can choose an open-ended poll where we just ask a question about one thing. And in this case, let's say you're running, let's say you're selling like a digital treadmill, like a treadmill or something. So you can just ask the audience to review your listing. So we can say, after reviewing this listing, what other questions do you have about this product? And my mind is on under desk treadmills because I use a standing desk and I thought, I'm trapped at home. I need to get a little bit of exercise. So I found a random Underdesk treadmill. So I just asked a question, paste the link of the listing right here. Why don't we ask for a star rating as well, like a 1 to 5 star rating? And then that's page one. Now, all in terms of audience, who should respond? We offer between 50 to 500 people. Let's do 50 general audience, or let's go targeted. So I want someone who's an Amazon Prime member. And let's just stick with that. Now we can customize our results. So this is where you can actually see a breakdown of who, of how the people responded and like their demographics. So I want to see of the people who responded what their exercise frequency was, so I can add that.
And none. Zero from my end.
Hopefully a little more on my end. And that's it. So we can do a quick preview. This is what the respondents will see. They see a question. After reviewing this listing, what other questions do you have about this product? And there's a link to the product. And that's it. Let's start the poll.
So, and this is what's so amazing is you can get these polls done so quickly.
Yes.
And it's with almost any information. So yeah, just let us know the results when that comes
back. Yeah, I will actually throw it in the comments right now. Can I?
Okay. Sure.
I'm going to leave it in our chat, and I hope that can people see that?
That's in our private chat. So Kelsey, just put the survey.
Yeah, Kelsey can toss that over there.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll do that. We do have some more. We have lots of questions.
I'll do that right now.
Cool.
All right. Some of them, I think we're touched on a little bit. But
and Victor, is that t-shirt you're talking about? Did you get that on Amazon merch?
All right. So, I think we touched this one already, at the beginning.
Okay.
Victor, what do you mean by a one question survey? What if you have multiple questions for the same audience?
Yeah. So like we just showed there, you can ask, there's only one question field. I know there's a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of services where you can run market research surveys. So you can think of this as a really fast, really focused market research survey. The problem with market research surveys is that a lot of people don't want to answer a huge battery of, let's say, you know, on a scale of 1 through 5, how do you feel about this? And then your next question is on a scale of 1 through 5, how do you feel about this? And so on. And so we're just trying to, our goal is to distill everything down as simple as possible, both for the people who have questions and the people who answer them. So that's why we're really focused on these simple one question surveys.
Okay.
Okay. And Dr. Kaz, who are your 10,000 respondents? How are they engaged and incentivized?
Yeah, so it's probably much more than 10,000 at this point. So like I said, we work with a bunch of third-party panel providers. So there's panel providers in every country usually for market research. We've built a backend to tie a bunch of those together. They're engaged because we pay them a small stipend for every single poll that they answer.
And that's similar to many of the other platforms.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. From Yarrow. What is the best scenario you can recommend of how to test my first image versus 3 to 5 competitors?
My first image versus 3 to 5 competitors. Let me try to find an actual poll that does something like that. So you could do something like this. I'm going to toss it in and then you can, I'll see if you can share this. So I just tossed in a poll for someone selling bamboo utensils. So this was 5, let's see. Yeah, 5 main images, 5 potential main images. I cannot tell here. Let's see. I think these are from 5 different sellers. So this looks like a competitive test, just asking which image is more appealing. So this is probably the simplest way of going to, you can go to the category that you're trying to sell in, look at the top sellers, grab their main images, and then you can put in 1 or 2 of your potential main images, put up a PicFu poll, and just go through and take a look at, see how they perform. And the key thing here when looking at results is it's not just about the number of votes, but it's really like, Where you're really going to learn a lot is reading the responses, like why people chose one thing versus another, because oftentimes you'll pick up on themes where either like things look more colorful. You'll pick up on themes where response will be like, you know, this image was brighter, or this image showed that the product in use, or, you know, it connected with them in some way. And that'll give you ideas on how to iterate on your image so that you're able to connect with those consumers in that same way.
Okay.
All right. And I got another one from Victor. Can you discuss the advantages and disadvantages of running surveys on PicFu compared to using SurveyMonkey for the question and MTurk for the audience?
Yeah, so you can definitely go on SurveyMonkey and create your own surveys. And that ultimately gives you like the greatest flexibility for your surveys in terms of asking whatever you want, however many questions, and so on. The downside on that is if you go directly to a panel company, like either Survey or SurveyMonkey audience or to MTurk itself, like then you don't have a level of quality control. And from what we've seen with our experiments, it is hard to validate and optimize for quality when you go directly to a panel service company.
Okay. And one more, I think, from Simon. Like your friends and family, the panel will get tired. Is the audience continually refreshed to keep the split test fresh?
Yeah, constantly. So all those panel companies, they're constantly refreshing their sources, and we see influxes of people all the time.
Okay. And last one, it looks like. Can you choose the panel by country, language, and culture?
Great question. Right now, it's US only, and we are working on being able to provide audiences in other countries. So other countries will get their languages, more secondary culture. I'm not seeing that yet.
Okay. Yeah. It looks like Darwin, for new products, what would be a good way to use your panel if I were in the creating portion of it? Meaning hand drawings, pictures for references, this thing added with this thing made out of X material?
Good question. And I think it's all of the above. So we do see, let's say, in e-commerce, we see a lot of potential product descriptions, or there's photography and so on. One of the other big verticals who uses PicFu are mobile game creators. So completely different from e-commerce, but people who make mobile games, the ones you play on your iPhone or your Android device. And the reason they use PicFu is for similar reasons. They want to validate with an unbiased audience really quickly and understand how they feel. So with that segment, we see a lot of hand drawings, a lot of concept art, a lot of, you know, would you play a game that does this? Would you play, you know, what kind of storyline would catch your attention when you're in this like medieval castle game or something? So definitely testing conceptual things with an audience totally works.
Okay, great. And that looks like it's it for now.
Cool.
All right. Yeah. So if we wanted to take action steps about launching a product, we've got a product, we're launching it, or maybe, you know, it's Black Friday coming up and we want to improve our listings. What are 1, 2, 3 steps that we can do right away to make this thing work?
Yeah. So the biggest mover of clicks of sessions and conversions is going to be your main image for your listing. So number one is definitely to try to make sure that your main image is fully optimized. I would recommend doing a quick test of your current main image with your competitor. So assuming that you're not actively changing your main image and you have all these options to choose from already, then I would go with the competitive route and say, take your main image, grab your top 2 or 3 bestsellers in your category, and just put them up on a split test anywhere, get feedback on them, and at least try to understand why people are clicking on yours or someone else's, right? So that's step one. And then see where you can iterate in that fashion. The next thing is on your supporting images, on your secondary images. I mean, part of the goal of your secondary images is to sort of address questions, right? So like address questions that a potential buyer might have about your product. So definitely I would look at how the best-selling products in your category use their secondary images and what objections those secondary images are trying to address, and make sure that your secondary images are at least addressing the same thing, right? If someone's buying a walking treadmill, they're going to have similar questions, whether they're looking at your listing or someone else's listing. So definitely cover your bases there. And then I would also consider testing your bullet points. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of one thing that we've seen a lot with, assuming that your main image is optimized and your secondary images are optimized, people are going to be looking at your title, which you can test, and they're going to be looking at the bullet points, the key selling points of your product. And what you can do on PicFu is that you can actually put up 8 bullet points or 8 potential bullet points and run it. And our respondents will not just pick their favorite, but they'll rank every single one in order of preference. And so the results that you get are actually, we just had our elections over here. So people talk about voting and stuff. It's a ranked choice vote of all the different options that you put up. So what you can do with bullet points is you can put up 8 bullet points, see how they fall in terms of preference, and actually just use like the top 5 or 6, because you know that those are the most compelling points out of that set of 8 that you've put up for potential buyers.
So I got a couple of different other options that we might be able to use. You talked about bullet points.
Yeah.
What about changing the order and showing images of 8 different, like 5 bullet points?
Yep.
In different orders, and just say, okay, now that I've got the 5 or from the survey that you just did, now let's take them and put them in different orders to see what the first, second, third would be.
You can totally do that. So you can do, basically with PicFu, your options can be text, images, video, audio. So yeah, you can do those screenshots of different orderings of the bullet points that you've decided and see which order makes sense for most people.
The other thing that I really like, I talk to a lot of people, they're Amazon sellers, who I don't know why, but they like to write a book on their images. They secondary images. You know, they just are like, isn't that supposed to be where the bullets are?
Right.
But there's just too much information. I'd love to see, again, this is just I'm just thinking about this now, but taking those images and saying, okay, here's with the book, here's with 5 points on it, here's with 1 point on it, or 1 feature instead of all 5 features. Yeah. That might be one way. And another way that I think would be really helpful would be short title, mid, long.
Long title, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that could be very helpful too. Yeah. So those are just a few things that there's so many things when you get down to it, you know, what you can check out. Let's switch this around. Where do you find that a lot of people either aren't using your product properly or they're making mistakes? Put you on the spot?
No. So let me think. The biggest mistake that we see with using this platform is that people move away from keeping things simple. So what that means is they will try to ask lots of questions in the question box because you think that, oh, if I can ask multiple questions, I can get a lot more feedback. What ends up happening when you ask multiple questions, that's called a double-barreled question. And what that means is you're not actually getting clear results. You're not getting clear signal from your respondents. If you're asking multiple questions, some respondents might answer your first question, some might answer your second, some might answer your third. We are posting a lot of links there. I think that was a sample poll about comparing different screenshots of different search results. In terms of e-commerce, what people should probably be using it more for is on the ideation and product and listing creation side of things. I think a lot of people just see PicFu as, oh, you split test images on your listing after you've already launched. But the earlier you can use it in your process, the bigger benefit it can be sort of on the, in terms of the outcome,
right?
Particularly on the packaging and sort of product creation side of things.
Oh yeah. I can see using that. Big time. Yeah. Victor looks like he's got a question there, Kels.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Since most click-through decisions are made on the basis of a very quick look at the grid of search results, a few seconds at most, is there a way to force a quick decision in PicVu?
There is not a way to force a quick decision. I would say that most of our respondents do answer pretty quickly. Our focus on single questions and single polls, we tell our respondents that this should take no more than a minute to complete. And that means reviewing the options and also writing down your explanation for your choice. So while we cannot force them, and I don't think, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I don't think that we should be forcing them to answer really quickly. I would say that in the vast majority of cases, they are pretty quick decisions of choosing which one they like and then explaining why.
That's a really cool option, Victor. I mean, if you could just, you know, put something up for a second or, you know, 2 seconds, that might be a feature to
that might be an interesting thing as a different poll type. Yeah.
All right. It looks like Simon's got something too.
Simon, do you share general findings of the most commonly asked questions to educate?
We do have a poll gallery. So when you run a poll on PicVu, by default, everything is private. So you get a link. You can share that link to the poll results with anyone you want. So like some of the links that I shared, those are also polls that are, if no one has a link, no one can see your poll. Some of our users can opt for a discount to list it in our poll gallery. So we do have a poll gallery on PicVu. If you go there, you can find the gallery. And that'll be sort of the last 100 polls or so. So you can definitely use that for education. We also do a regular weekly blog series where we take a poll and deeply analyze the results, like all the different, go through sort of the motivations and analyze the responses and so on and try to draw some conclusions from that.
Okay. And looks like Darwin, when do I know when to leave my main image alone? For example, let's say it's in the top 5 positions of the main keywords.
It's a really good question. Sounds like you're doing really well already. So I think that, I think if you already have a high performing product and you're already at the top of the results, I would suggest at most just using split testing for validation. So see, just confirm, right? And validate that, your image is doing well. It performs well against your competition. There aren't any things about your competitors' images that are drawing them, like that are something unique, right? Like if you're selling a multi-pack of something and your image is beautiful, fills the frame, like shows it in use, does all the, you know, checks all those boxes, and then your competitors has, includes 6 pieces or so on. Maybe there's something obvious, but otherwise, yeah, I would just use split testing more for validation in that case.
Okay. Let me see. So we're getting close to the time. Are there any other things that you'd like to discuss, or if you have a comment on anything?
I would say that, you know, it, like right now is a really busy time for sellers with Q4. There is a lot of hesitation to change things that are working. And I completely get that, especially like if you're driving most of your sales in this Q4 season. I'd recommend thinking ahead towards next year, like early January when things are slower. And really, I find that with a lot of our sellers, that's a great time to optimize for the year ahead, particularly as like suppliers and stuff are winding down and taking vacations and stuff.
Okay. It looks like Victor had a question here too. This is actually quite interesting because this comes up a lot of times when I'm working with suppliers. Mm-hmm. But I guess he had run some sort of split testing and it popped up in your newsletter.
Okay.
And he was wondering if the policy has changed.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how that would have popped up if it wasn't in the public gallery. When we put things in our newsletters, we always just pull from the ones that are already publicly listed. So what may have changed is that in the past, polls by default went to the public gallery, and then you needed to choose a different option to make them private. That has since changed, probably for over a year now, where every single poll by default is private, and you can opt for a discount to put it in the public gallery. So if that happened to you, Victor, I'm sorry about that. And you can reach out to me afterwards. We can try to figure something out.
Okay, very good.
And last one, Simon, I guess the answer is yes, but can I split test a website homepage?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we do have a couple of examples of that where you can put up, yeah, since it's just images, you can put up two different mockups or renderings. We do that ourselves at PicFu. We're going through a redesign right now. And so we have options. We literally did this last week where we have options of our new homepage and we had them both mocked up, uploaded both images, and then collected feedback on that.
Okay. So I think that's pretty much it, sir.
Yeah.
We are working on a giveaway.
Cool.
And why don't you announce what the giveaway is?
Yeah. So we have two things. So the first giveaway is $100 of pulling credit for one person in the audience. I don't know how you guys pick that. And then the second giveaway is a coupon for everyone in the audience. The coupon is lunch with Norm, no spaces, all caps. And that will get you 50% off your first pull. And that's good for 1 week from now.
Oh, that's great. So, yeah. All right. I know what the question is. And it's going to be a question. So you have to pay attention. Hopefully everybody did. Anyways, the question is, what's the best way to maximize your profits on your listing?
Is this for me?
Nope, it's for the group.
Good.
It's about the topic today. All you have to do, it starts with an S. The second word is a T.
You really anybody? Made this difficult.
Anybody? Yaro, you got it. You nailed it. There we go.
Yeah,
we
are.
So Yaro gets the $100 gift certificate in Brew Conversion. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get bombarded with, yeah, this. I should have said that, yeah, it was two words. I like charades, right? Starts with. All right, so great. Yaro, very good. We'll make sure that you get that information. Kelsey's going to, or actually, Kelsey, you have to post your email, right?
Yeah, I think Yaro already has it, but yeah, K at lunch with Norm, lunchwithnorm.com.
So John, yeah. I really appreciate you coming on today, you know, and talking about this and the importance of it and best practices. Love to have you back.
Absolutely.
I hope everything, I hope you have a great Black Friday.
Yeah, me too. And I hope you have a great holiday season and can't wait to see you in person at a conference again.
It'll be great. And hopefully a whole bunch of the people that are watching live too.
Absolutely.
You know, I know a few of the names that are here, like we've met live, and it's always much better to be able to meet somebody in person and see them eye to eye and break bread and, you know, have some fun. But all right, so I think that's it for today's episode. Thank you for joining, and thank you for the nice giveaway as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Norm.
All right. See you later, John.
Bye.
See ya. Okay, everybody. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Kelsey, where are you?
Right here.
All right. Do your thing.
Okay. Yes. If you haven't already, please hit that like button. Share the video. If you know someone who's maybe new to Amazon and doesn't know where to go, maybe share the video with them, tag them in the comments. And yeah, the full episode will be available on YouTube. So you can go there if you maybe missed something, along with highlights. They get updated every day. A new video goes up. And Mark says, thanks guys. Yaro, thanks. We had lots of guys that just missed it. Darwin, Brian, Simon,
yeah.
They just...
It was close, but wait till the next episode.
Yeah. So the podcast, it's Lunch with Norm. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, anywhere you get your podcast. And we do have our Facebook group. It's right at the very beginning. Where is it? Right here. You can go to the Facebook group. You can join our Facebook group. You just need to answer three questions. You need to answer those three questions to get in. But other than that, it's Lunch with Norm Amazon FBA and e-commerce collective, and you can find it on Facebook, and we'd be happy to have you get some good conversations. All of the discounts too that end up from the show go directly over to the group, and there's a big document that says like Lunch with Norm discounts and prizes, where all the award winner or the winners and the discounts are there, so you can
so
get all the goodies.
Two other points. Remember, if you're looking to build your online knowledge, we have a newsletter, and it's great content. It absolutely doesn't suck. It's about improving your skills as an online seller, not necessarily just Amazon, but it could work with Shopify or digital marketing. You name it, we cover the topics. The other thing is our Friday episode is going to be great. If you've never heard of this seller, you'll be amazed at what he's done. His name is Paul Miller. He's the man behind Cozy Phones, and it's an incredible brand. He's going to be talking about licensing and his licensing agreements, what he's been able to do over the last 3 years to go from $0 to $4 million. So, man, some people are so lucky. I shouldn't say lucky, skilled. Paul is absolutely skilled. So this is something that a lot of people aren't talking about, licensing and how to get your product licensed. So I can't wait to talk to Paul. I know I've known Paul for a long time, and he's a great guy. So, all right. So tune in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern Standard Time. And thanks again, everybody. Our community is growing. We love seeing that. And enjoy the rest of your day. Lunch with Norm.